ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज प्रह्लाद पासिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स। टुडे टेक्स्ट 54। पिणन्ति हि अथ माम धीरः सर्वभावेन साधवः श्रेयस्कामा महाभागो सर्वासाम् आशिषाम् पतिम्। वर्ड मीनिंग प्रिणन्ति, ट्राई टू प्लीज, ही इंडीड, अथ बिकॉज ऑफ दिस, माम मी, धीरा, दोज हु आर सोवर एंड मोस्ट इंटेलिजेंट, सर्वभावेन, इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट्स, इन डिफरेंट मोड्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस, साधव, पर्सन्स हु आर वेरी वेल बिहेव्ड, परफेक्ट इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट्स, श्रेयस कामः, डिजायरिंग द बेस्ट बेनिफिट इन लाइफ, महाभाग, ओ यू हु आर सो फॉर्चुनेट, सर्वासाम ऑफ ऑल, आशीषाम काइंड ऑफ बेनेडिक्शंस, पतिम द मास्टर, मी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पण बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। Translation. My dear Prahlad, you are very fortunate. Please know from me that those who are very wise and highly elevated try to please me in all different modes of mellows. For I am the only person who can fulfill all the desires of everyone. Please repeat. My dear Prahlad, you are very fortunate. Please know from me that those who are very wise and highly elevated try to please me in all different modes of mellows. For I am the only person who can fulfill all the desires of everyone. Purport. The words dhiraha, sarvabhaveno, do not mean in whichever way you like. Bhava is the preliminary condition of the love of Godhead. Atha saktis tato bhavas, tatah prema, prema vidunchati, साधकानाम अयम प्रेमनः प्रादुर्भावे भवेत क्रमः। भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु 1416। द भाव स्टेज इज द फाइनल डिवीजन बिफोर वन रिचेस लव ऑफ गॉड हेड। द वर्ड सर्वभाव मीन्स दैट वन कैन लव द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन डिफरेंट ट्रांसेंडेंटल मोड्स ऑफ मेलोज, बिगिनिंग विद दास्य, साख्य, वात्सल्य एंड माधुर्य। इन द शांत स्टेज वन इज ऑन द बॉर्डर ऑफ लविंग सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड। प्योर लव ऑफ गॉड हेड बिगिन्स फ्रॉम दास्य एंड डेवलप्स टू साख्य, वात्सल्य एंड द माधुर्य। स्टील इन एनी ऑफ दिस फाइव मेरोज वन कैन रेंडर लविंग सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। सिंस आवर मेन बिजनेस इज टू लव द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, वन कैन रेंडर सर्विस फ्रॉम एनी ऑफ द अबोव मेंशन प्लेटफॉर्म्स ऑफ लव। ओम अज्ञानाति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शैलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं। वंदे अहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। प्रिणन्ति हि अथ माम धीरा सर्वभावेन साधवः श्रेयस्कामा महाभागो सर्वासाम आशिसंपतिम्। माय डियर प्रह्लाद, यू आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट। प्लीज नो फ्रॉम मी दैट दोज हु आर वेरी वाइज एंड हाईली एलिवेटेड ट्राई टू प्लीज मी इन ऑल डिफरेंट मोड्स ऑफ मेलोस, फॉर आई एम दी ओनली पर्सन हु कैन फुलफिल ऑल दी डिजायर्स ऑफ एवरीवन। हु इज स्पीकिंग? हिरण्यकशिपु? हु इज लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव इज स्पीकिंग टू हुम? टू प्रह्लाद महाराज। Because this section of Bhagavatam is describing about how Lord protects and maintains his devotees, posana, how he takes care of his devotees. So now we already discussed how the previous chapter described about the prayers of the all demigods. After killing Hiranyakashipu, Nrisimhadev was very angry. He was just roaring like he was a lion. His face is like a lion. So he's roaring like a lion. His shouting is reaching even in Brahmaloka. All the demigods are just trembling. Hiranyakashipu was killed, but still by hearing the roaring of Nrisimhadev, seeing him in his angry mood, so all demigods they come in front of him, starting from Brahma. Brahma started his prayer, then Rudra, then Indra, then all demigods, even the all Lokapalas, all the sages, even Lakshmi Devi herself, she did not see such a furious form of his. Form of Nrisimhadev, her own husband. She also told, no, I cannot go to Nrisimha now. She just marching little, then come back. To, no. Maybe I get a slap. He's gone. He's now so angry, so furious. But finally, Brahma saw that Nrisimhadev is not getting pacified. So he asked Prahlad, he told, O Prahlad, the special incarnation is for you. The Lord appeared just to protect you. So you go and pacify, otherwise the entire creation will be destroyed. If the Lord becomes so shouted like this and become in angry mood, he can just finish everything. So just little Prahlad, 5 years old boy, then just when Brahma gave him garland, then he took the garland and just without, he has no fear. A devotee never fearful. He is always fearless. That's why Prabhupada is Abhaya Charana, Charanaravinda. A person who already always depend upon Krishna, he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Abhaya Charan, then he always remain fearless. So Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly just marched towards Nrisimhadev. When Prahlad came just in front of Nrisimhadev, Nrisimhadev just seeing Prahlad, his affection just arose from his heart. He automatically get pacified. He just put his hand on head of Prahlad, become cool. So then Prahlad Maharaj, he prayed to Nrisimhadev, very nice prayers. We have already discussed, we have already read this chapter. Then finally, after hearing all the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev become very pleased. Now he is glorifying whom? Prahlad. When the Lord Nrisimhadev himself glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. So in this particular verse, he is telling, Lord, my dear Prahlad, you are very fortunate. Prahlad Maharaj is very fortunate. Who is telling? Lord Nrisimhadev himself is telling. Prahlad, you are very fortunate. You are Mahabhaga. Seyas Kama Mahabhaga. This verse, third line. So Mahabhaga. You are very fortunate. Who is a fortunate soul? That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Raya, Kirti Madhye Jibera Kon Bada Kirti. So then, who is most personal, famous or glorious personality in this material world? Then Ramananda Raya replied, Krishna Bhakta Boli Jahara Haya Khyati. That person is most fortunate, most glorified, most famous in this material world, who is a glorified in this material world as a devotee of Krishna. He is most glorified. He is a most fortunate soul. So Prabhupada is glorified for what? He is divine grace. He is the as a most dear devotee to Krishna. When one is glorified in that way, then he become glorified. He has become most fortunate. That is Nrsingadev is himself telling to Prahlad, Mahabhaga, you are most fortunate soul. You are most fortunate one. Because why? You are very fortunate. Please know from me that those who are very wise and highly elevated try to please me. Who try to please Krishna? Who are very wise and highly elevated. Those who are sevas kama, who are two things, seva and prayer. Prahlad Maharaj was sevas kama. Sevas kama means he knows what is the ultimate goal. Goal of life is to achieve love of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj rejected everything. Even Nrsingadev asked him to come to my abode with me. He rejected. No. I cannot go with you selfishly with you. I've been not asking my guru Narada Muni and seeing this all the conditioned souls are suffering. Prayena deva munayah, the previous verse is telling. Even it is generally the all the saintly persons they desire their own elevation, own welfare, return back to Godhead. Mauna charanti bijane no pararth nishtha. They have no desire for the welfare of other living entities. They just remain silent. They never talk to anyone. They sit in a secluded place and meditate on Krishna. In this way, remembering Krishna, in the end of their life, they return back to Godhead. But Prahlad Maharaj telling, I don't like this. If you want me to take to your abode, then I want to take all these fools and rascals, all these conditioned souls also, I want to take them together to your abode. So that is pleased Krishna or Nrsingadev. He pleased for that because when someone he himself alone returned back to Godhead, he pleases the God. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Krishna Mala Ram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Vishaya ki jai. But that's why there are two types of Vaishnava, Bhajanandi and Goshtyanandi. Bhajanandi, they also return back to Godhead. But they did not think much about others. But he Goshtyanandi Vaishnava like Prahlad, that is Prabhupada mood also. Prabhupada is also a Vaishnava like in mood of Prahlad Maharaj. So Goshtyanandi Vaishnava, he wants to take all living entities together, all the return back to Godhead. Not alone. Like this Vasudeva Datta, the associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he desired that, oh my Lord, if you want to give me a boon, because Mahaprabhu asked him to take some boon. So he told, let me take all the sinful reactions of all the living entities in 84 lakhs of species. Let me to be in hell for time immemorial. And all the living entities, those who are suffering in cycle of birth and death, they may be elevated to your abode. They may be free from this cycle of birth and death. So when someone have that mood, then he pleases the Supreme Lord to utmost. So that's why Nrsingadev himself is telling, Sevas Kama Mahabhago, you are a most fortunate soul because you are sevas kama. You want to please me. you have no selfish desire. Prahlad Maharaj, no. That's why those who are very wise and highly elevated try to please me in all different modes of mellows. So this sarva bhavena, this second line is telling sarva bhavena sadhava. Sadhava means the saintly persons, they try to please me. Sarva bhavena, generally in all different modes of mellows. The Prabhupada is translating that sarva bhavena means all different types of moods. Generally, sarva-bhavana means just any way, somewhere, always we try our best to please the Supreme Lord. But what is the meaning of this word, particularly bhavena, sarva-bhavena? So that is Prabhupada is telling, the bhavena means all different modes of mellows. Because this is the this is not Prabhupada himself just writing, but this is actually in commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He is telling about this word. Pinanti pinayanti mang pratitushyanti itiva sarva bhavena dasya sakhya vatsalya madhurjyadina. That's why Prabhupada is also translating in that way. This is the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He is telling sarva bhavena dasya sakhya vatsalya madhurjyadina in this way. So a pure devotee, he knows the glories of Lord. That is not sufficient. Just knowing all the glories of God, Lord, and just praying Him and just hearing His glories, you become satisfied. That is santaras. But the pure devotion or devotional service begins. That is Prabhupada is writing santa stage. One is on the border of loving service to the Lord. Pure love of Godhead begins from dasya. Then goes up. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Chara bhave premodiya tarimu sansar. I will deliver all the conditioned souls, all the living entities, by distributing love of Godhead in four rasas, four mellows. Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So this is the sarva bhavena. The word is telling, sarva bhavena sadhava. These saintly persons, they perform devotional, pure devotional service, sarva bhavena, either in dasya, either in sakhya, or in vatsalya, or in madhurya. They perform devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. In this way, they try their best to please the Supreme Lord. Actually, a devotee who is in one mellow, either in dasya, servitorship, or either in a friend, as a friend or as parents, parental love or in a conjugal love. Actually, in each field, that particular devotee, that thinks as I am in the best platform. He never wants to change his melo. Like Hanuman, he is in dasya. Dasya is the best servant of Lord Ramachandra. He is the acharya for that melo, dasya rasa. So you tell the Hanuman, so you try to convince him, No, the other rasa is higher than this. You serve so many long times to Rama in this particular melo. Now change your melo. Go to become a friend or other rasa. It's never possible. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried one devotee, Murari Gupta. He was a Hanuman. He actually, Mahaprabhu told after, but one time Gauranga Mahaprabhu told him, Murari Gupta, you are worshipping Sitaram, but we all devotees around me, we are all worshipping Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna is very sweet. Their pastimes are very nice. So why you not become also joining us? We all together we can perform devotional service unto Lord Ramachandra. Necessary to Lord Krishna. We become all Krishna Bhakta, it will be good. We glory. We will release the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Braja. So, please join us, because Mahaprabhu told. So, Murari Gupta went to his house and thinking. He told, yes, it's good. But the whole night he could not sleep. He told, I have already sold this, my head to. I already gave up everything, my life, in the feet of Lord Ramachandra. He was crying whole night. Then in the morning he came to Mahaprabhu. He told, oh Mahaprabhu, it is better for me to commit suicide by jumping to Ganges. Because I cannot give up my devotion to Lord Ramachandra. It is not impossible. And same time I am not able to follow your, I am unable to follow your instructions. So that's why I am thinking, it is better to jump to Ganga and give up this life. So, but then Mahaprabhu smiled. He told, how it is possible? You are Hanuman. How can you give up Ram Bhakti? I'm just testing little. You do Ram Bhakti, I'm very pleased. Similarly, some devotees, those who are Dasara, it is not possible to change their mellow. Some devotees in Sakya, like Subala, Siddham, and many devotees, Arjun, if you tell them now, no, you go to the higher rasa, Vatsa or some other rasa, they are not possible for them. Because they are Sakya rasa, they are also, there is also Dasya. Dasya is there. Service. In service, motive is on in all rasas. In Sakya, Vatsalya, there is also Dasya is already there, serving the Lord. Similarly, in Vatsal, you see Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda and the elderly gopos and gopis. You ask them, no, Madhurya Rasa is superior. They will accept it? No, they cannot give up their own mellow. Considering Krishna is their own child. They cannot give up this. So, like Uddhava went to Braj. Uddhava came to Nandagaon and he heard a preaching. Nanda and Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj is speaking. that you know who is Krishna? Why are you crying? He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary living entity like us. He is God. He is residing everyone's heart. But Nanda Maharaj started crying more. What happened? He was trying to pacify him, glorifying the Supreme Lord about his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he started crying. Why he was crying? He told, oh, I was thinking just Krishna is my son and I am lamenting for that. He is just thinking as an ordinary boy. Now I was thinking just I lost something, some piece of iron or some metal. But now you told that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I lost the diamond. So my his lamentation is increased more and more. He is crying more. So the devotees, those in particular rasa, is not possible to change their mood, their mellows. Similarly, the gopis, Madhurya sent two types, Sokya and Parakya. Sokya, they are in Rukmani and Prasthat Satyabhama, in Dwaraka. And gopis in Vrindavan, they are in Parakya rasa. So, if you try to change their mellows, also it is not possible. The devotees, that's why it is told, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabhu Nahai Sabanadi Suddha Chite Karaye Udai. In which rasa we are, that is already within us. In nothing to, you have to discover something or put something from outside to inside. It is not the matter. You just chant and glorify the Lord. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Go on chanting. Either holy name or go on hearing Bhagavatam. When in pure mind, without any offense, in pure name, when started hearing the pure name, Suddha Chite, without any material desire, if you'll go on chanting, then the time will come automatically. A particular mellow in which you are connected to Krishna, that will appear within your heart. You will feel in certain way to please Krishna. That is not something imposed from outside on you. It is already within you. All the living entities, eternally, they are servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Haya Krishnera Nitya Das. Nitya Das. He is Nitya Das. That's why Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, he cannot distinguish in living. He thought all the living entities are Vaishnavas. Because they are all part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai Vangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. That's why Vrindavan Das Thakur used to say, Kehu Mane Kehu Na Mane. Someone is accepting this truth, someone is not accepting this truth. Kehu Mane Kehu Na Mane. Sabhi Taradas. But all the living entities are eternal servant of Krishna. That is the truth. Jehu namane apana gune sei jaye nas. That living entity who did not accept this truth, he did not like to serve Krishna, he want to remain independent, he want to imitate Krishna, then that living entities get destroyed. So that's why this is our position, that sarva bhavena sadhava, those who are sadhus, those who are saintly persons, they try their best to please Krishna by following the different melos like dasya, sakhya, vatsalya and madhurya. That is their goal of life. Though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his main purpose is to preach which rasa? Madhurya rasa. That's why in Mangalacharan Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling, anarpita charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum urnata ujjvalarasam so bhakti sriyam hari purata sundara kadamba sandipitam sada hrudaya kandare spuratubha sachinandana. He is meditating on Sachinandan, telling, oh, that Gaurahari, Sachinandan, son of mother Sachi, may appear in my heart. He appeared in this material world for a specific purpose. There are many purposes. This is one of the external reason why he appeared. Anarpita charing chirat, karunaya avatirna. In this age of Kali, with the causeless mercy Lord appeared, anarpita charing chirat, he used to want to give something to us, all the living entities. That is, no one else has given before. Like Prabhupada, then he come to London, then someone asked, why you, Swamiji, why came here? A sadhu always want to give. He did not want to take something. Prabhupada told, yes, I came here. I came here to give something. You ruled India for so many years, about hundreds of years. But you took all the material wealth, all the gold, jewels that you from India, but you forget to bring something. I came to give that. That is Indian culture. This Gita and Bhagavatam, you left this in India. I came to give you. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to give something. Anarpita charing chirat. All the acharyas came before. They are like Ramanuja Acharya, Madhava Acharya, Nimbarka Swami and Vishnu Swami. So many acharyas, many devotees came, but something is, specifically Ramanuja Acharya and Madhava Acharya, they want to take the devotees up to Vaikuntha Loka. They told which rasa is the topmost rasa. Their preaching is telling up to Dasya Rasa. Madhavacharya and Ramanuja Acharya, they want to take the living entity to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, which rasa is there? Dasya Rasa, servitorship. Lord Krishna is the supreme, Vishnu is the Narayan, the supreme personality of Godhead, then we are their eternal servant. You cannot ask Narayan, let's have a... Let's embrace, not possible. You cannot joke with Narayan. So these things are not possible. Narayan never keeps any relation except Lakshmi in conjugal love. So that's why Mahaprabhu told, because Mahaprabhu came from where? From Goloka Vrindavan. So by following that, how this is thinking, Krishna is thinking after performing his pastimes in this material world, then he returned back, then he told, okay, how these people will return back to my abode, to Goloka Vrindavan? Everyone just coming to Vaikuntha. No one is reaching Goloka. So thought that, because by yoga, jnana, dhyana, karma, all these process, they cannot take you to Goloka Vrindavan. It's not possible. Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manasa munipungavanam. The millions of years, they can meditate. They do everything, by they can achieve up to super soul. They cannot go to Goloka Vrindavan. It is not possible. Even the speed up mind or they cannot achieve Krishna. So Krishna thought, how can I bring these peoples to Goloka? I must go personally and teach them. Krishna eka premadata sastra pramani. It is all the revealed scriptures that describe that Krishna himself can give his own love to others. But Krishna himself appeared as Mahaprabhu. And he also brought the way how to go there. What is the way? Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana. He brought this with you. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu dayakane jibe dayakari so parsada shivadhama sahabatari atyanta durlabha prema karibare dana shikhaya saranagati bhakate ro prana. Lord Chaitanya appeared. He came not alone, all his associates brought with him. Balaram, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, all these associates. And he brought his own Navadip Dham. And he also personally demonstrated how to reach that abode. He brought with this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's why this chanting of holy name, that is Mahaprabhu speaking. He told, chant this Niraparadhi Namalaile Pai Premadhan. Among the nine processes of devotional service, which is the most, Taramadhi Krishna Sarvasestha Nama Sankirtan. Among the nine, Niraparadhi Namalaile Pai Premadhana. If you chant holy name without any offense, you know all 10 offenses, you will avoid these offenses. If you will chant holy name purely, then you will achieve the goal of life, that is Krishna Prema. So Mahaprabhu are thinking, all these devotees, and all these peoples in living and in this earth planet, they are thinking only to serve the Lord in Dasya Rasa, they have no knowledge about Goloka Vrindavan. So he came himself to take devotees up to where? To Golok. That is, though Mahaprabhu is there, the main purpose is to unnato jala rasam, to teach us the hujjola bhakti, madhurya bhakti. Because what is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Aradhya Bhagavan braje satanaya taddham vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadhu Bargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatrodaranaparah. Rasikacharya Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he compiled the essence of whole Gaudiya philosophy. What is teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? To our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Even Krishna performed pastimes in different places, Mathura, Dwaraka, and Vrindavan. But our Krishna, who is our worshipable Lord? That Krishna, who performed pastimes in Vrindavan. So he is our worshipable Lord. When Rupa Goswami is compiling his drama, Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava, first he was compiling one drama. He is thinking one book. He will compile everything from birth up to his entering Nitya Lila, Krishna's everything in one book. But planning like this, he was traveling, he was going from Vrindavan to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, get his blessing. Even in the border of Odisha, there is one village still there, Satyabhamapur. Because this village, when he was in a night, was taking rest, then Satyabhama came first in dream. He told Rupa, don't make mixed all Braja pastimes and Dwarka pastimes. Don't make it together. Make it separate. Braja pastime separate, Dwarka pastime separate. Why? Satyabhama was thinking, if there is one book, then who will be heroine there? Radharani will be heroine. Then so I told, no, you make it different. Pastor Dwarka pastime separate, Vrindavan pastime separate. Again, when Mahaprabhu came to Puri, when Rupa Goswami came to Puri, staying with Haridas Thakur, Siddha Bakur. One time Mahaprabhu came there, then saw Rupa Goswami was writing something. He told, Krishna Eka Jadu Sambhuta Jastu Brajendra Nandana Vrindavana Paritejyam Padam Ekam Nagachati. Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, oh Rupa Goswami, Rupa, don't make Krishna is a Jadu Sambhuta, that is that born in Jadu, he is different from the Brajendra Nandana. Jadu Bhansa, that is Vasudeva Krishna, is different from Brajendra Nandana Krishna. Don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Keep him in Vrindavan. Vrindavana Paritajyam Padam Ekam, he never leaves Vrindavan. That is our worshipable Lord. Krishna ko bahira nakariha braja haite. Then again Bengali means he told, don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Krishna ko bahira nakariha braja haite. Braja chadi Krishna kabhu na jaye kahate. Krishna never leave Vrindavan. He stay always stay in Vrindavan. That is that Brajendra Nandana is our worshipable Lord. So that is the special gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came for that. But still, he told that Chari Bhabe Premadiya Tarimo Sangsara. That's why Prabhupada wrote in his Nectar of Instruction, the 8th verse. That is the essence of whole Upadesamrita. Rupa Goswami is telling. Tannama Rupa Charita Sukirtananu Smritya Kramena Manasa Sutya Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyajya Tisthana Brajeta Danuragi Jananu Gami Kalam Nayet Akhilam Iti Upadesa Saram. This is the essence of all instructions. So in that purport Prabhupada is writing that the devotees different mellows, those in Dasya Rasa, they should follow the footprints of Raktak, Chitrak and Patrak. Sorry, Dasya, yes. There is a servant in Nanda Bhavan serving Krishna Balaram. Then if you are in Sakya, then you worship, they follow the footprints of Subala Siddham and all the Sakhas, coward boyfriends. In Braja. If you are in Vatsalya, then follow the footprints of Nanda, Jasuda and elderly gopas and gopis. And if you are in Madhurya, then you follow the footprints of gopis. Braja Vadhu Vargana Ja Kalpita. You have to follow the footprints of Braja Vadhus, the gopis. How they love Krishna, that they gave up everything for Krishna. They have no reservation. That's why saw the position of gopis, even Lord Sri Krishna one time in Dwarka, he told, I have some headache. Please get some dust from some devotee's feet and message it on my head, then I will be cured. No other medicine will cure me. Even though all the big doctors, they all came, they all just go. So Uddhava and Narada, they are thinking, Narada Muni, they selected to go and bring dust. Even Narada and Uddhava, they did not want to give dust from their own feet. They know, because how is Krishna is very sick? This is just some trick. How can we give dust from our feet and the message in the Supreme Lord's head? The knowledge, the gyan is there to refuse to. So how is the Parabrahma is suffering? It is not possible. Even the all the gyanis come, then finally they come to demigods, they also repute, then finally they come to the Dwarka Vasi is our most dear devotee. But everyone repute, even his queens. Told they are our husband, how can you take dust from our feet and message in his head? Finally, Narada Muni came to Braja. Gopis are went to Jamuna, he was lamenting Krishna and crying. They said, so Narada saw Narada Muni, he told, you know all knowledge, please tell us what is the situation of our Kanya, what is doing Krishna. So he told, your Kanya is now suffering in a headache. Many days he is sleeping on the bed, he is not eating or drinking anything. He told, we can do something for this. Narada Muni told, yes, I come for that. I want some dust from your feet, that will be messaged on head of Krishna, then he will be okay. He told, if this is, take as much dust you want. Immediately the gopis just run to Jamuna. They wash their, they just put their feet on Jamuna water. Why? They washing feet? Why they put feet on Jamuna water? When the feet will be wet, then more sand will come. Just put on sand, then more sand will come. They took sand, they told Narada Muni, we are pecking it, take it. Narada Muni surprised. Entire creation, entire even the three walls in Swarga, Martya, Pada, everywhere, no one agreed. Even the great Mahajans, they did not want to give dust for Krishna from their feet. But the gopis, they told, take. Narada Muni told, do you know your village girls, you do not know anything. This, when I put this dust in Krishna's head, message, then you all will be go to hell. They told, we don't fear for that. We may go to hell, but our Krishna became, get cured and he may become happy. Let's our Krishna become happy. That is the mood of gopis. They don't want for themselves. They want for the others. That is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj also. They don't want only his own selfish. This is a prayer means we are selfish. Our selfish to fulfill our selfish desires. Shreya means to please the Supreme Lord. Please others. That's why that is the mood. Gopi Brajabadhu Vargena Jakalipita. We must have in that mood. We must preach. That is the Gopi Gita. The essence of Gopi Gita that Gopi is told in that particular famous verse, in 9th verse in Gopi Gita. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabi bhiriditam kalmasapaham sabanamangalam srimadatatam bhubhi grinhanti je Bhurida jana bhubhi grinhanti je bhurida jana. By hearing this verse, Lord Chaitanya immediately embraced whom? Pratabrudra, to whom he refused to give his darshan. But immediately get pleased. Tava kathamitam, your katha, your pastimes, hearing your pastimes. Tapa kathamitam tapta jivanam. This is a medicine for a conditioned soul suffering in three types of miseries: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik classes. The miseries by other living entities, misery by our own mind and by our senses and mind, and miseries by other higher, the demigods. The all type of, everyone is suffering in these three types of miseries, but when someone attached to hearing Krishna Katha, then the three types of misery will disappear. Tapa Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam. Kabi Bhiriditam, Gopi is telling you, we are speaking about this. Kabi means great philosophers, great learned persons, scholarly persons, they also told this. Kabi Bhiriditam. Kalmasa Apaham, by hearing your pastimes, glorifying you, one become free from all sinful reactions. Kalmasa Abraham. Not only he free from sinful reactions, Srimadatatam, he become great fortunate soul. He become, he is a fortune, or he become very fortunate, like Nrsingadev is telling to Prahlad, oh Prahlad, you are very fortunate. That person become most fortunate. So, Srimadatatam, his fortune, it will be glorified. Srimadatatam bhubhi grunhanti je bhuridajana. That person is most munificent, most merciful, who is always engaged in glorifying you, preaching your message everywhere. Na chatasman manusyesu, Krishna telling in Gita, na chatasman manusyesu question me prikuttama. No one is more dear than that person. That is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. That is the mood of gopis. This is the Goshtyanandi Vaishnavas. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. That is his mood. That's why he left Radha Damodar temple, the best place for bhajan. Rupa Goswami Samadhi, Jiva Goswami Samadhi, all Goswamis were every once a week. They are together. They are discussing the Shastras. This is like heart of Vrindavan. So he was, Prabhupada was there doing his bhajan, but he went to New York City, the most degraded place. He went to New York, he went to London. One time in London someone asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, what is the definition of hell?" Prabhupada, this London is hell. Because there no sunshine is. Nowadays I saw there sunshine is coming, but maybe Prabhupada time there no sunshine. So, this is Prabhupada. Babri Street in 26th Avenue. Such a, he was sitting there, all the hippies, the most degraded peoples. He trying to deliver them. So that is the mood. Prahlad Maharaj, because of Prahlad Maharaj in that mood, so Nrsingadev telling my dear Prahlad, "You are very fortunate. You are most fortunate soul. Because you surrender to me and you want to deliver all the living entities. You want to take them all back to Godhead." So when someone is follow the footprints of Mahajan like Prahlad Maharaj, or follow the footprints of gopis, or follow footprints of Srila Prabhupada, is our immediate Mahajan. So then our life will be successful. We can be also glorified like Prahlad, following his footprints, not imitating. Imitation and following is different. Following their footprints, Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, accept his teachings in the pages of Bhagavatam. Because of this mood, Nrsingadev is glorifying Prahlad. "Prahlad, you are most fortunate. Krishna Bhakta Bali Jahara Haye Khyati." That person is most glorified. Hare Krishna.